Perek Dalet Sif Nun Gimel. Visuk Kerach. To go and melt Kerach, which is Kerach v'sheleg, if it is ice or it is snow, b'li kavana, without having kavana. Mutar lidros al sheleg. A person is allowed to go and tread on sheleg, snow. V'ein tzoch lachush lazeh, he doesn't have to worry, sheleg mitrasek, the sheleg goes and comes into water. V'hifech lamayim. That means, even though what we said before, a person should not do an act of breaking ice or snow into water, a person is allowed to tread and go a lot on snow, and he doesn't have to worry about when he's standing on snow that he's making it into water. Because one of the reasons are because a person doesn't have kavana altogether when he stands on snow to make it into water. There's another reason from the Taz. The Taz says in cases which a person can't prevent himself from doing such things, like walking, Chazal didn't say it's a takana altogether, that one's not allowed to go and melt the ice. So if nun dalad, harishonim donu, the rishonim speak about it, im muta latil meraglaim b'shelig, the person is allowed to pass water in sheleg into snow. If a person is allowed to go and pass water to snow, that means he's doing water on it, and he's going to go and make the snow melt, because water comes onto snow and melts. Or do we say it's not allowed to be done? Mishum shememis es ha-sheleg, he goes and melts the snow, v'hoifcho l'mayim. Yeish she'etiru b'pshitut, there are some rishonim who say it is allowed to be done without any problems, v'yeish she'choshashu b'zeleis, so some people want to say it should be osa. U'lamayisa, but halocha l'mayisa, kosfu ha'achroinim, ha'achroinim take on l'hokel b'zeh, to take on lenience, that you're allowed to do it. Unless a person can prevent himself without any problem. The halacha l'maisa is that a person needs to go and do his needs. To pass water on snow or ice, a person needs to be done, then a person is allowed to do it. But if without any problem he can prevent himself from doing it on the snow, then a person should not do it. Nun hei. Motar lishpor kerach. A person is allowed to break ice. Kedei little may mitachtav. He wants this. Let's say he's got a dli. He's got something which he's got water underneath. On top of it, it is ice. One can think maybe one's not allowed to go and break the ice in order to get to the water, because when one breaks the ice, one makes it into water. The answer is it's not right. A person is allowed to break the ice in order to get to the water which is underneath it. Ve'ein tzorach lachush lazeh, he doesn't have to worry, shemachmas hashvira, when he breaks the shokerach, when he breaks the ice, zovim mayim, water comes out of it. One doesn't have to worry about it, because that's not what a person wants to do when he breaks the ice. He doesn't want to break the ice in order to make it into water. He wants to break the ice in order to get to underneath. He doesn't have kavona to make water. And also the amount of water which comes out from this is very little bit, so we don't worry about that altogether. Seif nun vav. Pizur melach. Person wants to go and scatter salt. Al gabe kerach. On ice. Amanos lamisa. You know that should melt. Mutar lefazer melach b'shabbos. A person is allowed to go and scatter salt on Shabbos. Al gabe kerach. On ice. Amanos lamisa. Even if he's going to go and make it melt. Im oisa zois. If he does it because amanos limnoa hachlakat b'nei adam. You know that person should not go and fall on it, trip over and slide on it. A person is allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, why is that allowed? Because first of all, you've got the heter from the Taz, which we said before. The Taz says that anything which Chazal understand that it's normal way of going and can't do without it, Chazal didn't make it altogether. There is also a reasoning. If it's a sakona, of course you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. And there's another reason, because you don't want to melt it. The ick is you want it to not be there anymore. A kolpanim, the halacha l'maisa is one's allowed to do that on Shabbos. One's allowed to go and put salt on the ice on Shabbos without any problems.